From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Where are we on American women in the military training for combat roles? We're going to get an update from NPR's Tom Bowman.
But first, North Dakota, Colorado, and Wyoming each are considering laws to allow guns in the classroom. In Wyoming, the state House of Representatives just passed a bill that would let trained adults carry concealed weapons into schools and even into most government buildings. The bill passed by a wide margin, and with Republicans in the state Senate and in the governor's office, it's likely to become law. Republican State Representative Alan Yagi sponsored the bill. Representative Yagi, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
This bill would repeal gun-free zones at schools. Why would you want a gun at school?
Well, I'll tell you two things. The main reason is I'm a Constitution guy. Whatever the Constitution says, I think we need to be going to it, like our founding fathers started out. And so there's number one reason. The second reason is all the real bad problems, shootings we've had have been in gun-free zones. And so I'm thinking, well, if we can avoid the potential of those, why in the world don't we support our Second Amendment and have safe schools?
Aren't you opening the possibility that someone with a gun at school is at some point going to accidentally fire it? We just saw this in September, just south of you in Utah. A teacher accidentally fired a gun, and it hit a toilet. I mean, thank goodness there wasn't a kid on the other side of that weapon.
Yeah, that happened early in the morning, before school ever started. And let me give you a little background on that. I was looking around to see what states had this same bill, and Utah has had it, and they have not had any injury in 15 years. And it's funny that the folks that are really saying this doesn't sound like a good idea, in 15 years they come up with a lady going to the bathroom. Somehow the gun went off and she shot the toilet. I'd maintain that toilet probably needed to be replaced anyway.
But sir, even one accident with a weapon in a school, if a child were on the other end of that gun, it would be a completely different story. And, you know, it could have happened while the school was in session.
It surely could. But if you want to do the surely coulds, why don't you look at the surely could happened in Columbine. It surely could have happened in Sandy Hook. And what are your risks you're willing to take to protect our, you know, society, our children especially? I'm a retired biology teacher. I taught for 36 years in a small town. And in small towns, there aren't very many law enforcement. When seconds count, police are the law enforcement's minutes away.
This bill would also allow guns in other public buildings, including the state capitol, where you are right now. Would you carry a gun on the floor of the House?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I would. In fact, I take my gun off every time I come in here because I carry a gun.
Let's say you brought a gun onto the House floor and, God forbid, someone came to the legislature and opened fire. I imagine you would unholster your gun and you would try to defend yourself and your colleagues. But are you prepared for the possibility that you might accidentally shoot an innocent bystander in trying to subdue this person?
If you look at the worst-case scenarios, that could happen.
But
let's look at the other worst-case scenario. The guy comes in, shoots me, my neighbor, my neighbor, my neighbor, my neighbor, and that's okay. You're saying, you know, well, let's let that possibility, but heaven forbid, let's not let Representative Yagi try to shoot back with the possibility that somebody else might be injured.
But you have trained police officers who are security at the Capitol.
By the time they came up from where they sit, one story up, it's all over with.
Is there any place in the state of Wyoming where a gun should not be allowed?
Yes, we do have places, and we did not mess with those areas. Courthouses, prisons, bars where there's drinking, churches, we did not mention those. So I just think it's such a win-win, and I appreciate everybody's concerns, and, you know, you're bringing up some good concerns. But if you weigh both sides of it, I think we're way better off with having armed people and getting rid of the gun-free zones.
Republican State Representative Alan Yagi, sponsor of a bill to allow guns in schools and other public buildings in Wyoming. That bill was approved by the House this week. Representative Yagi, thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having me.